Very high stakes for President Zelensky as he heads to Washington for tomorrow's meeting. But we're hearing now that he won't be meeting President Trump alone.
Yeah, that's right, Martha. That is definitely the hope that it's going to temper what happens. The Secretary General of NATO, President of the European Union, leaders of France, Germany, Finland and Italy, all planning to support Zelensky. And why does this matter? Well, put simply, Ukrainian lives are on the line here. While President Trump rolled out that red carpet for Vladimir Putin, Putin's army was bombing Ukraine. There were more attacks overnight, and the Russian Ministry of Defense releasing this video showing their troops attacking Ukrainian towns on the front line. And frankly, Ukrainians are shocked at what they witnessed in Alaska. One newspaper here calling the summit sickening, shameful, and in the end, useless. Vladimir Putin has successfully flipped the script. Instead of a ceasefire, severe consequences, and a trilateral meeting, remember all things President Trump said would happen, the press is now on Ukraine and Zelensky to make concessions. A reminder that Russia illegally occupies one-fifth of Ukraine. And now sources revealing Putin is asking for all of Donbass in exchange for halting offenses and attacks elsewhere. I mean, it's an impossible sell to Ukrainians. The sacrifices have been too great for Ukraine to simply roll over. And one last point. In 1994, the United States, Russia and the UK pledged to respect Ukraine's independence, sovereignty and existing borders, even offering security assurances. That was broken in 2014 when Russia occupied Crimea and parts of the east, and it was broken again 3.5 years ago. The assurances proved worthless then, and no one here is going to accept either the permanent loss of their land nor anything less than real security guarantees from the US and others that really do mean that Russia isn't going to invade for a third time.